Again, we're thankful for each one that's gathered today. It's a good day, and we appreciate the Lord. Anytime we have an opportunity to be in the house of the Lord, it's a good day, and I'm thankful that we have that opportunity today. If you have your Bibles with you and want to follow along today, I'm going to be reading from 1 Kings in the Old Testament. 1 Kings chapter 3 is where I want to go to. That's right after the book of 2 Samuel, right before the book of 2 Kings. So chapter 3. And I'm going to begin reading with verse 3. 1 Kings chapter 3, beginning in verse 3. And Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David his father, only he sacrificed and burnt incenses in high places. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer upon that altar. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask what I shall give thee." And Solomon said, "Thou hast shown unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart with thee. And thou hast kept for him this great kindness, and thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people?" And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said unto him, "Because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast thou asked for riches for thyself, nor hast thou asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. And if thou wilt walk in my ways, to keep my statutes and my commandments, as the father David did walk, then I will lengthen thy days." A little lengthier reading than I normally read, but I felt like it contained everything that needed to be said. That's reading 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 3 through 14. My text this morning is going to come from 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 21. And we find recorded there, you may recall this, it's a well read and preached on portion of God's word. But it says in the 18th chapter in the 21st verse, "And Elijah came out unto all the people and said, How long will ye halt between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word." My thought for this morning is that of wisdom, that of understanding, of knowledge, of intelligence, of insight. Brother Randy, for the website, wisdom's good. But wisdom is all those other things as well. I see him writing like crazy there. It's like, it's okay. Wisdom is good, brother. But I want to say this before I get into my message this morning. The Lord is always the main focus of our services as we gather together. And he's the one that we gather to lift up. And he's the one that we recognize and we give honor and we give praise to. And my sermon today, although it may address something specific, it's still about the Lord. It's still going to be about the Lord. It's going to be about who he is. It's going to be about what he's done. It's going to be about what he can and what he will do in your lives. And Today is the day that we have set aside to recognize our graduates. And the school year is nearly over, and all the studying is going to be behind for a few months, and all the testing is going to be completed, and it's going to be behind, and you're going to enjoy the summer, and you're going to enjoy what comes next. And for some, that means advancing from one grade to another grade when the school session comes back in August. For others, it's the completion of high school, and it's off to college. For others, it's the completion of college and off to a new job. Some have marriage ahead of them, and some have perhaps the birth of a new baby, as Justin has coming up very soon. And so I guess what I'm trying to say this morning to all our graduates here, exciting times ahead. You've got exciting times that are coming ahead for you. As always in life, you're going to be faced with a lot of choices. You're going to be faced with a lot of decisions for your life. And I want to encourage you this morning to seek help in making the best decisions for your life. It may be a school counselor who's trying to guide you on what might be your best career path. It might be your mom and dad that you need to sit down with and have a frank talk or a discussion with them about what comes next in your life. It might be your pastor that you need to talk to. But ultimately, I want you to hear me this morning, but ultimately, the best place to go is to seek the leadership of the Lord through His Word and through prayer for what's next in your life. God won't fail you, and He will guide you, and He will lead you. You know, Proverbs is a great book of the Bible for our young people to study. It's a great book because it contains instructions concerning right living. It contains instruction or discourse on wisdom. And the key verse of this book is found in the first chapter and the fourth verse. It says, to give subtlety. That word subtlety means insight. It means to avoid temptations and those that would deceive you. So it says to give subtlety to the simple. Now, simple here does not mean those that are dumb. Simple here does not mean those that are lacking in mental faculties. It refers to those who lack in good judgment because of their inexperiences or things that are unlearned as of yet in their life. So it says to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. In the book of Proverbs, I love to share Proverbs chapter 3, 5, and 16 with our graduates. A lot of times, it'll be in a letter that I write them about their graduation, or I'll write it in a Bible if they're receiving a Bible to pay attention to this verse. Because it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. It tells us there to lean not to our own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, referring to the Lord, and He shall direct thy paths. Always remember, kids, God knows what's best for us. He knows what's best for you if you'll look to Him and trust Him with your life. First in salvation, and then in the remainder of your life on what He's got planned for your life. In my text this morning, Elijah asked the question. He says, how long halt you between two opinions? He said, if the Lord be God, follow Him. But if Baal, and Baal was a Canaanite god that they worshipped, but if Baal, then follow him. Elijah was calling the people of Israel to decision. He was calling them to choose, to make a choice. And we're all faced with the same question every day of our lives. Who are we going to follow? Who are we going to serve? Joshua posed a similar question in chapter 24 when he said, choose this day whom ye will serve. He had instructed them to serve the Lord. He had instructed them to serve the Lord in all sincerity and in all truth. And then he made the statement. He said, as for me and my house, he said, we'll serve the Lord. Graduates, My prayer for you today is that the Lord gives you the wisdom that you need to make right choices and decisions for your life through Him. The Lord knows what's best for you. The Lord knows what direction He wants you to go in. And you should be seeking the direction of the Lord for your life, because that's where you're going to find the most success. That's where you're going to achieve the most. That's where you're going to be the happiest the most. In Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 15, Moses told Israel, he said, "See, I have set before thee this day life and good and death and evil." Moses was calling upon the people to make a decision between those two. And I want you to see the contrast that we find in Scripture. Because Moses followed this up in verse 16 by saying, "In that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God." He said to walk in His ways and to keep His commandments and His statutes and His judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whether thou goest to possess it. Now listen to the contrast. "But if thine heart turn away, so that thou will not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce you unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land, whether thou passest over Jordan to possess it." Graduates, are you with me this morning? The choices that we make, they'll produce very different results. That's what Moses was trying to tell them. The psalmist in the 34th chapter, in the 14th verse, he said, "Depart from evil and do good." He said, "Seek peace." He said, "To pursue it, go after it." The psalmist was teaching how to live a long and a prosperous life. Who doesn't want that? Who doesn't want to have a long and a prosperous life? Is that not the goal in the pursuit of education? We pursue education so that we can give ourselves the best opportunity to be able to have happiness in this life, and to be able to find our joy, and to be able to find gainful employment, and to be able to worship and serve the Lord to the best of our ability. That's why we do it. And this is what David was really saying. He was saying, watch your words. David was saying that speak righteously. He was saying speak truthfully at all times. He was telling you to watch your conduct, shun evil, and do good. He was saying, watch the way that you treat others. He said, pursue peace and not conflict. These principles should be engraved in our hearts from the time that we are little children and as we grow up. Think about what kind of world this would be if that was the instructions, that everybody watched their words, if everybody spoke righteously and everybody was truthful, and our conduct was in a way that the Lord tells us to live our lives in the Scripture, and how He tells us to watch our tongues and to shun evil and to do good and pursue peace and not conflict. What a different world we live in today. Living by these truths, though, does bring life, and it does bring happiness, and it does bring prosperity. And ignoring them, the Word of God teaches us that it produces failure. It produces unhappiness, and it produces death. We should memorize these verses, these truths, and let them govern our lives by the Word of God. In doing so, I think what the Scripture is telling us is that if we can do these things, that wisdom will prevail in our lives. In my Scripture reading, God said to Solomon in a dream, He said, "Ask what I shall give thee." And can you imagine all that ran through his head at such a directive from the Lord? And then we find in Scripture that he made his choice. He made his decision. He asked for wealth. He asked for power. He asked for position, that he'd be the greatest king of them all. Before you, amen. I'd hate to hear somebody say, amen. That's not what he said. That's not what he said at all. But that is our natural inclination, isn't it? That's what we want. That's the things that we desire. But let's look again at verse 9. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people? Graduates, what Solomon asked for was for wisdom. He asked for understanding. He asked for knowledge. He asked for intelligence. He asked for insight. That's what you need to ask of the Lord as you go forward in your walk of life. It'll take you farther than anything else that you could have in your life. It helps us to be able to make the right decisions. Verse 10 tells us how God responded, or how he received Solomon's request. And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon has asked this thing. Graduates, don't miss this point. And the speech pleased the Lord. Everything that we do in our lives should be done with the thought in mind, or the goal in mind, to please the Lord. And I'm not just talking to our young people right now. I'm talking to every one of us in the Lord's house this morning. That should be our main goal, to please the Lord with our lives, with what we're doing, and how we're worshiping and serving him, and how we're abiding by the truth of his word. That should be our goal and desire as we go forth. Kids, I'll say this. If you ever have an inkling, if you have any suspicion that what you are going to do or what you're about to do would be displeasing unto the Lord, that action that you might be about to do would be displeasing unto the Lord, that behavior that you're about to do might be displeasing unto the Lord, I'm going to just tell you, avoid it at all costs. Avoid it at all costs, because the goal is to please the Lord. And if in our minds and our hearts we know that what we're going to do is displeasing unto the Lord, don't do it. Stay away from it. If you ever question your ability to be able to do so, I want you to remember, wisdom will always help you to make the right choice and the right decision in your life. Now, if you're struggling in this area, whomever you might be, I want you to listen to what James said. James chapter 1 and verse 5. He said, if any of you lack wisdom, if you lack it, if you don't have it, you don't have enough of it, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally. He gives it freely, liberally, and upbraideth not, or in other words, he doesn't rebuke, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Kids, I want you to remember this. Whatever we ask of the Lord, we should ask with confidence that God will align our desires with his purpose for our lives. That's the very best that we could hope for, is that our desires align with what his purpose is for our life. And graduates, as you go forward, in whatever direction that your life takes you, place your dependency on your Lord. Place your dependency on the Savior. Understanding what Jesus said in John chapter 15 and verse 5, he said, I'm the vine. And he said, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. You see, that's where we draw our strength from the Lord. But look what happens when we exercise wisdom. The scripture says we bring forth much fruit. That's the result. And as for Solomon, because he didn't ask for long life, because he didn't ask for riches, because he sought understanding and he sought judgment, sought wisdom from the Lord, look at the result for him. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and understanding heart. He received wisdom, didn't he? And we can see that throughout the scripture of how he exercised that wisdom that God had given to him. Verse 13 then went on to say, "And I have also given thee what thou hast not asked, both riches and honor. And if thou wilt walk in my ways to keep my statutes and commandments, as thy father David did walk, then I will lengthen thy days." Graduates, this is what the Lord can do in your life if you will place your trust and dependency on Him. I always think about one of my favorite verses in the Scripture. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. If we get our hearts in the right place and our minds in the right place, and we're exercising the wisdom that's available through us to God, He's going to take care of all those things. He's going to help you to get to that next grade and the next grade and the next grade. And you're going to finish high school. And then you're going to go to college or to a technical school or some kind of school that you want to continue your education. He'll be with you there. And then when that's done and over with, you'll seek His guidance and direction for a job that you will be happy in, that you'll be able to support yourself. And you might find that special person that comes into your life and get married and begin having a family and supporting the family or raising a family. But I'll tell you what, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We need to put our dependency on the Lord and place our trust in Him. Graduates, your hard work is paid off. It's hard work, you know. Wherever you're at, whether you're the one in school still, in grade school or high school, you know, it's hard work. Got to study. Got to pass the test. Got to get the grade. If you're in college, the same thing. You got to study. You got to put in the time. Most of you have to work a part-time job while you're going through college, but ultimately, you get through it because you put your dependency on the Lord and you put in the work, the hard work. I want to say to you today that your families, I know, are very proud of you. That's a proud moment. I remember when my boys graduated from high school, what a big deal it was. And matter of fact, many of you may have noticed it on the way to church this morning. I believe it's called Joy. It's that child care on 641 before you turn off. Anybody notice it today? They got a big stage set out, and they got, I don't know how many chairs set out. Why? It's a big day, right? They're graduating preschool, and they're going to kindergarten. But what a big to-do that was made over that. What an accomplishment, huh? And your family's proud of you. We want to be there for all those special things. And I want you to know this morning, too, that your church family is proud of all of you and the accomplishments that you are achieving and the things that you're doing by going from one grade to the next, or the successes you're having in track, or the successes you're having in tennis or football or basketball, baseball, all of those things. And whatever is next in your life, I hope that you heard a little something this morning in the message about what you need to take with you for the best possible outcome for your life. And I hope that you'll be able to exercise wisdom in all of your choices and decisions, and using that wisdom is seeking and determining the Lord's will for your life. Remember, He'll always show you and give you the best for your life, because that's what God wants for us. He wants the very best for us in life. Remember the question of my text. And Elijah came unto all the people, and he said, "How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow Him. If Baal, then follow Him." Graduates, as you face the next choice in life, always, always, always choose to follow the Lord and His leadership for your life. We want to recognize our graduates today. Several of them are not here. I hate that they're not here, but we do the best we can with what we've got. And so we want to take some time this morning to recognize our graduates. Jack, we'll start with you.